opportunity. They will earn the rest.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
They say nothing. They go nowhere.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Safe and sound inside our Priority One security studios. Go to their website, priority1.com. The video alarm system stuff is really cool. I love this Ring doorbell deal that you can see who is on your porch, even though you're not at your home. I love the Total Control app service on your phone. I love how affordable it is. I love that my family is safe and sound inside the Priority One security studios. And I love the fact these are local people. It's our great friends at Priority One, Priority One Security. Check them out, priorityonesecurity.com. Commercial, industrial, and residential. You're going to love that. You're embarrassing yourself while you're dancing over there. Just stop that right now. Stop that. 654-ROAR, our Northern Communication phone line. Josh Williams at 725, reviewing the first round and resetting the rest of the NFL draft. My friend Hal checks in with us. Good morning, Hal. How you doing?
Pretty good. Which channel did you watch the draft from last night?
You know, I kind of switched it around, and I thought both. I enjoyed ESPN a little more than normal because it was no Chris Berman. And you know what? I thought Kurt Herbstreit did a pretty good job. What you watching on?
I may watch the Vox. I just watched maybe a couple of seconds of ESPN and all that. But no John Gruden. It's hard to say who's going to take his place this fall for Monday Night Football. And another thing, I was sort of hoping Clemson would get the Panthers would get either a left side of the offensive line to protect Cam's blind side and maybe get a fullback. But can't quite argue with them maybe getting a receiver just for insurance and all that. Opposite Devin Funches, and the only thing disappointing about it is our new clubs that Clemson probably wouldn't handle first rounders, which could be a good thing come next season because we might make history come next year's draft by seeing a Clemson player be the first overall pick in the draft.
We could see that. We could see as many as four or five guys. We could see tons of guys in the first round next year. I think you see Christian Wilkins there, maybe Cleveland Farrell there, maybe Dexter Lawrence there. Some talk about, maybe an Austin Bryant there if he has a big year. You can see a ton of guys at Clemson next year. Next year's going to be a lot of fun, pro day here. And you know what? I don't know what's going to happen with Monday Night Football. I'm not sure that's a great gig anymore. I enjoyed Gruden, but I think Gruden – you know, he'll be missed a little bit through it all. I thought that Fox's coverage is pretty good. Rich Eisen does a good job. The Mark Mayak, whatever his name is, he does.
Mark Mayak.
Yeah, he does okay. All those guys do okay. I didn't think there's anybody that really stuck out as being really great or really bad last night as far as the coverage goes.
Herbstreit was really good last night.
I thought he was good. Herbstreit, you figured he would be good, you know? But I enjoyed it.
But anyway, it's about time they produce a Heisman winner. Deshaun Watson should have gotten it prior to that national championship game, and it's about time Clemson produce a first overall pick in the draft just to even things up with the Gamecocks.
It's coming. It's coming, Hal. They're ahead of the Gamecocks, probably. You know that. But it's coming. All Clemson football is getting better.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything about that. As far as getting five-star players and all that, Clemson's done a good job of that lately. The first overall, and Paul Tagliabue, I mean, they should boo him because all those teams moving, relocating into the different cities.
Yeah, I see. I don't like that at all, man. I don't like Las Vegas. I don't like teams moving around. We'll see how that works out. We'll see. You doing okay? Everything good with you?
Pretty good.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll get Chick-fil-A sometime soon. It won't be long. Football season will be here.
Yep. Catch you later.
All right, buddy. Take care. That's our good friend Howie. See him at Chick-fil-A every Friday during the year there. I still don't know all the reasons why they boo Goodell. Again, I think it's like something to do. I don't think it's like there's one reason. I think people do it because other people do it.
Yeah, I guess.
Let me get Chad in Columbia, 654 Roar. Good morning, Chad. How you doing, man?
Doing good, man, Kate. First things first, I'm on Tiger Illustrated yesterday, and the newspaper guy behind y'all was kind of getting chirped. So obviously I click on the thread and read it. I'm not going to share that login. But anyway, y'all are getting a ton of props, you and Zach. Talking about the chemistry, talking about makes the best show I've ever heard. Zach's the best chemistry I've ever heard. Zach needs his own show. I mean, Nick, it was a lot of love.
Mickey's great. He's smart. He's good looking.
Great calves.
He's a genius. He's a cerebral assassin. No, I'm just kidding. No. Nice to see my family members all subscribe to TigerIllustrated.com, right?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, so check it out. Newspaper guy getting turd big. Mm. But anyways, Nick, so this stuff I wanted to ask you. I'm not sure if this is a forum for it, right? But one of my best friends in the world, as you would say, in the Upstate today. And so he's already kind of texted me, asked me a couple questions about the show, et cetera. And Mickey, this dude yesterday, I sent him a picture of my daughter, Angela Gabriel, copied in on it. And I'm just like, hey, Donnie, will she be in middle school or high school before y'all beat us again? And he's like, she won't have to wait but 7 months. Talking about football. I'm like, he's still talking about American football? And so Mickey, this dude, Gamecock fan, right?
Right.
Honestly is optimistic that they're going to beat us in football. And so my question to you is, on what planet could you be optimistic? I mean, this is a team making it trellis 34-0 in their home stadium, and we didn't play all that great offensively. We returned literally everybody. They returned. It's not like they add anybody new or special. They replace an offensive coordinator with a guy that's never done it before, with a bunch of ragtag assistants that have been fired or let go or whatever from their previous jobs. A high school coach in Bentley. A quarterback that's the most overrated quarterback in the nation. So, Mickey, how on earth are they confident? I mean, because he's truly the smartest guy I know. Honestly, Mick, smartest guy I know, and he's truly confident they're going to be. So explain to me how that could be.
Chad, there are people that are you're delusional because you want to believe. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really feel like there are guys that get dressed up, put on, get their hair cut, get put on some aftershaving cologne and all, thinking, you know what, man, tonight's the night I'm going to go out and meet Jennifer Aniston at some single ball. People have hope, man. You always got to have hope. I'm not here to take away anybody's hope. I'm not here to say that it's going to help. But I am here to talk about facts, and I'm here to talk about what is going to happen. And let me find the FPI just to see what ESPN thinks about it, all right?
Yeah, I looked at it yesterday, Mick. I'm like, when he said win, I'm like, are you talking about cover to spread? I mean, I'll give you what, 17.5? I'll give you 21.5? I mean, Mickey, what do you think our orange team in the spring game would be favored against them? I mean, I think our orange team or our white team beat them by 2 touchdowns. I just could not. And this is the smartest guy I know. And so I literally hope he calls in, because I'm like, dude, you the intervention. Seriously.
If he calls in, he has to identify himself. I want him to call in. By the way, give him our number. Tell him to call in. Here's the thing, Chad. Right now, ESPN. FPI. Now, you can say that FPI, you can agree or disagree, whatever. But right now, the Gamecocks have a 9.5% chance, according to FPI, of coming into Death Valley and winning next year. There's a 90.5% chance that they don't.
And this is another thing he said. He's like, I mean, it's not like you're invincible. I mean, you lost to Syracuse and Pittsburgh. I'm like, bro, first of all, we couldn't run the ball, with Sean against Pittsburgh, right? He had a banged-up shoulder, number one. Number two, Kelly couldn't run because he had hurt his ankle. So, 20%, 30% of our offense is just absolutely off the table in those two games. And the motivation factor for those two games is just nowhere comparison to what it will be with Christian Wilkins in his final game at Death Valley. You know what I'm saying? All those guys coming back. So, I literally hope he's on hold, because, Mickey, this dude needs an intervention, and I was hanging up to listen.
Thank you, Chad. He's not on hold. Matter of fact, open phone lines right now for the next 5 minutes. You can get in.
654-ROAR.
Northern Communication phone line. 864-654-7627. Anyway, FPI, the Gamecocks right now, a 9.5% chance of of winning. Sorry. 9.5% chance of winning.
Sorry.
Partner. So, I mean, we'll see. I don't know. I mean, I'm not here to take away somebody's hope. Don't you have to hope that you're going to beat your arch rival? But you got to give me a reason to. Is Jake Bentley that reason? Is what? All right, let me ask this, Zach. Play the role of South Carolina guy for a second.
Sucker learner.
Give me the idea of, give me the top three reasons why you think he can beat Clemson next year.
The top three reasons?
Yeah.
Muschamp is a more advanced coach than Dabo Swinney.
What evidence do you have of that?
I've been told that.
He's a more advanced coach?
Yeah, he's ahead of the curve. That's what my play-by-play guy says.
Hold on. Who?
Yeah, you remember all this nonsense where he's recruiting so far ahead of the curve that he's ahead of the rankings. Remember all this?
He's recruiting ahead of the curve?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, like he's ahead of the rankings.
What do you mean ahead of the rankings?
Jake Bentley is going to take the next step.
Hold on, no. I'm not done with your Muschamp ahead of the rankings.
I remember this conversation in the fall. He's ahead of the rankings, right? When he was recruiting guys, he knew he could see into the future. He's ahead of the curve.
Well, Muschamp is, hold on, he's 43 and 32 as a head coach.
Yep.
What? How is he more advanced than Dabo Swinney? Let me give you Dabo Swinney.
He's coming up with it, right? He's building for the future. We, the South Carolina fans, are excited about Will Muschamp.
I'm not trying to take away your excitement of Will
Muschamp. Definitely the smartest coach in the state of South Carolina.
I'm going to say that Dabo Swinney is 101 and 30.
Yep.
Will Muschamp is 43 and 32. How's he ahead of Dabo Swinney?
Well,
what area? In losses
he's playing the long game is what he's doing.
The long game. Okay.
Jake Bentley will take the next step this year. You see him in the spring game? Tore that defense up.
Okay, hold on.
Jake Bentley would start for Clemson this year. I swear to God he would.
No. I thought we were being serious about this. Jake Bentley is Clemson 16-29, 126 yards, one touchdown, two picks, including one touchdown for Clemson in year two. In year one, his only other trip to Death Valley, Jake Bentley 7 of 17, 41 yards, no touchdowns, and one interception. Three carries for minus 6 yards in 2016. Last year against Clemson, 5 carries for 9 yards.
And finally, we get Deebo Samuel for a healthy season, a whole year.
I like that one. That's one. I'm going to give you that one.
Watch out.
I finally, you say something over there that I'm going with. I think Deebo Samuel's a good player. I think he's a field stretcher, and I think you need that. In the games that he played last year, remember, he only played really two and a half games last year. Caught 5 balls in every single game, 5, 5, and 5 for 83, 45, 22, or 122. Had the 3 touchdowns receiving, also had the kickoff returns. So I'm in on that.
Best receiver in the state, meow.
Not happening, not the best receiver in the state. But I am buying Deebo Samuel. So yeah, I'll give you 1 for 3.
Give me 2 for 3.
Nope. What's the second one?
Give me Jake Bentley takes the next step. You got to assume there's another step in there for old Cuzzo down in Columbia.
I think that Jake Bentley improves this year. Yes.
Takes the next step.
I think he improves this year.
2 for 3.
Let me give Snap Hook a chance to get us back on track here. Good morning, Snap Hook. Thanks for calling in, man. How you doing? Very good.
I just had to, Mickey. I'm sorry. I just had to. I'm a fence sitter, I guess so.
Yeah.
Switching gears on you guys, the draft last night, I think the scariest part of the draft is the Bills got the best quarterback in the draft. Being a division opponent of New England, I think they finally got the missing piece of their offense.
You know, that you knew they were going to take one, and you knew that they had a couple of picks in there. as it turns out, Josh Allen, I think, is as talented as anybody. Those four or five guys that were taken, I worry about the level of competition a little bit, but Carson Wentz has done okay with it. You know, the off-the-field stuff that we'd heard yesterday, I don't think that's going to have any effect on it. Whether, how are you going to surround him? I said this about all these guys. All of them have enough arm talent to be successful. All of them have enough ceiling to be successful. How are you going to surround him? How are you going to develop him? What's your offensive coordinator, quarterback, coach? How's that going to work out? What kind of running game is going to support with him? You know, offensive line. How much of a chance are you going to give him to succeed? How soon does he have to succeed? I don't know, but you know what? He's the most talented quarterback they've had there in years. If they can develop it, I can see it happening. I can see that working out really well. It's going to be interesting to see who of those quarterbacks, which ones develop faster.
He's definitely got the most talented arm in the draft. There's no doubt about it. Watching his pro day, wow. I mean, I don't think we've seen an arm like that in probably a decade, to be honest. But it's kind of somewhat concerning as a New England fan. I thought from our draft perspective, Sony Michel was a good pick for New England. Thought about that one.
He does things well. He catches the ball out of the backfield. He has big playability. 215 pounds. There's some durability in there to him as well. I'm not sure he's every down back, but he's physical enough. He's athletic enough. And you've had success with less talented backs. I think he's one of the more talented backs you've had there in a while. And I trust that in that system, I think he's going to do really well. Catches it well enough and check down guy, I think he'll do well.
Yeah, I think he's the kind of the bridge between like White and LeGarrette Blount. He's kind of like the bridge between those two gaps.
I can see it. I can see it.
Anyway, yeah, man.
All right, buddy.
Have a good morning.
Congratulations. Let me get Aaron in before we get to Josh Williams. Good morning, Aaron. I got a couple of minutes, man. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not much. Okay.
So listen, I'm a Gamecock fan. Listening to the show this morning and. I don't necessarily think that there's three stone concrete reasons that South Carolina could beat Clemson, but I do think y'all are misunderstanding what some fans are saying a little bit. I think when South Carolina fans are saying Muschamp is ahead of the curve, I think they mean he's ahead of the game of where he should be right now based on the state of the program when he took it over. He's flipped some of the room, the wide receiver room, the running back room. He's starting to fill up the defense with his type of players. I think that's what people mean when they say he's ahead of the curve, not necessarily way it's taken.
Let me ask you this.
Times.
In the big picture, I would agree with you because let's just face it. He took over an absolute mess. I mean, just quite frankly, if I'm a Gamecock fan, as much as I want to give Steve Spurrier credit for doing some great stuff there, I'm ticked the way he left it. It's almost like you know, he ought to be embarrassed the way he left it. The wide receiver room has flipped, no doubt about that. Running back, I'm not willing to go as far as running backs right now. And then
fair,
on defense,
I think there's talent, but they're not proven yet.
Yeah, and then on defense, you say recruiting the kind of players that he likes over there. I don't know if I've seen that yet. If anything, the only disappointment I would have with Muschamp so far at South Carolina is. He's known as this great recruiter, and I don't know if I see true NFL difference makers at certain positions now that you say there. That's not always his fault. I'm sorry?
The only issue I think defensively we've had recruiting is we've missed on some big defensive line guys. We've gotten a couple of big-name guys, too. I'm pretty excited about Sandage coming in. I wish he could have been an early enrollee, but I think that's an NFL talent guy right there. As far as next season beating Clemson, I definitely think that we are making strides to close the gap. I don't think we're there yet. You know, crazier things have happened for sure.
Yeah.
The one thing I will say, I'm excited about bringing in Dan Werner, who was the offensive coordinator at Ole Miss when Chad Kelly was there, kind of bringing in some of those quick offense elements that they had there. And if Bentley can get that under his belt, get in the room and study that and learn that offense, I think that could be something that could be a game changer for us moving forward. Maybe not with Clemson necessarily this year, but just moving forward as a whole, I think that's something that could be good for us.
Aaron, I've said this a bunch. I love the pace of your offense now. I think you finally got in the 21st century. That's great. I think this schedule really, really, really sets up for you, and I think that you've got a chance to win 9 or even 10 and advance that. But you better do it because 19 looks really tough. He's got to put some equity in there. On defense, though, and I got about 30 seconds here, I'm not sure – defensively, that the true difference makers, you know, maybe I'm trying to think who he's recruited on defense that you'd say, man, I really feel like we can build our defense around this guy. I'm not sure we've seen that at any of the three levels. Yeah. Maybe Lewis, the kid, the linebacker Lewis this year, I kind of like him, but I'm not sure on defense who he's recruited. You go, you know, we can build around that.
Yeah. I think right now, going off the defense in the spring game and everything was kind of tough. We had a bunch of guys out, didn't play in the spring. Bryson Allen Williams was out, Tavin Jackson. I'm excited about some of these young guys, these DBs he brought in. I think we've got some talent there moving forward. We'll just have to start getting somewhere on the defensive line, going after all these guys we're going after.
But he is ahead of the curve in the rebuild. I totally agree with that. Hey, Aaron, I got to get a break, but call more often, man. I enjoy talking to you.
I appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
Have a good one.
Take care of yourself. We got to take a break. Josh Williams talking draft right after this.
The only thing better than playing golf is playing an attorney for a great cause. The 2018 golf tournament to benefit New Foundations Home for Children is May 10th at Cobbs Glen. This Captain's Choice tournament starts at 1 p.m. with registration and lunch at 11:30. Get your four-person team together or consider a sponsorship package to play and benefit your company. For registration or sponsorship packages, call Chris at 864-260-4705 or log on to newfoundationschildren.com.
Hendrick Honda is surrounded by colleges and universities. Let Hendrick Honda Easley help you on the path to success with our first-time buyer and college graduate programs. At Hendrick Honda Easley, their sales team is fair, fast, easy, and transparent, here to help you buy your new or pre-owned Hendrick Honda Easley vehicle. Their on-site service department and extended customer service ensures your vehicle will get continuous support. Hendrick Honda Easley, in the heart of the upstate at 4609 Callan Memorial Highway and online at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson or online at mnlsupply.com.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Bring all your lawn's potential to life. We designed the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series lawn tractors with you in mind to deliver strength, comfort, and superior versatility. Because we know you put in the hours of work that make all that play possible. And now, you can bring your lawn to life for a little less because your local independent dealer is offering $300 off select XT3 Enduro Series lawn tractors for a limited time. Visit CubCadetDealers.com and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Not eligible on other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
Are you a law firm that needs to capture true and accurate print costs for client or matter number billing? Do you need to integrate those captured costs into your legal practice management system? Then you need to contact Office Pro Upstate and explore the products that can turn that expense line into a profit line. Contact Office Pro Upstate at 289-9919 or online at officeproupstate.com. Office Pro Upstate, putting experience to work for you.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
If you have problems with the IRS, don't trust your personal information to a stranger on the other end of a 1-800 number. The Green Law Firm is local and looking out for you. For a free strategy session, call 271-7940.
Hey guys, this is Matthew Murdoch with Ed Murdoch Superstores.
And I'm Brian Murdoch.
This month, we have a lot full of 2018 Ram 1500s, so we're discounting them up to $13,000. That's up to $13,000 off 2018 Ram 1500s.
And 2018 Jeep Cherokees are marked down too. 2018 Jeep Cherokees starting at just $18,995.
So Brian, what's the bet going to be this month?
Well, Dad said if I sell more cars than you, I don't have to cut down any more trees down at his new place. So get your chainsaw ready, little brother.
Well, one of us has to do it. We need a place for his grandkids to ride dirt bikes. Glad it's not going to be me cutting down trees this month.
Hey, remember,
if it doesn't say Ed Murdoch's,
you probably paid too much. So come see us at Ed Murdoch Superstores, exit 173 off I-85 in beautiful Livonia, Georgia.
You can get all the details at edmurdochsuperstores.com. It's all about family, friends, and fun during the spring sales event.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
Broadcasting live from where the Blue Ridge yawns its greatness. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Let's get to it. We went long in that segment, so I don't have long for J-Dub, Josh Williams. Josh, I'll jump right into it. Hey, man, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Let's jump into it here on some things. First, let's hit on Panthers and Falcons, our local teams. A little surprising, both took wide receivers. Did either do better? Did both do great? What are your thoughts about the Panthers? What are your thoughts about the Falcons picks?
As far as just from a receiver standpoint, I do like Moore a little bit better, a little more gifted athletically. Even, Ridley is a nice speed guy, but, his athletic and agility numbers at the combine really weren't that good for somebody that ran what his 40 time was. So it didn't really match up, but I really like the Moore pick. The Panthers don't have a lot of they've got a lot of receivers on the roster now, but he's one that potentially, they could let Funt just walk after the year after this option, and they have a little bit invested with Torrey Smith. So one of those two is definitely going after this year anyway, and Moore's going to slide into a spot on the outside and be able to contribute. So it definitely helps out the Panthers and Newton. The Falcons, it really surprised me they grabbed Ridley. With Taven Bryan looking like he wasn't going to be there for a while, and then he was there when they picked, I really thought they'd rush up and get him. But taking Ridley, to pair with Julio Jones, it definitely helps. It's a good situation for him. Obviously, Julio is going to command a lot of double teams and a lot of attention, so it's a good situation for Ridley himself. But a little bit curious.
We saw a few trades in there. We have winners and losers as far as the trades. Any good decisions, bad decisions, guys moving up, guys moving down. Anybody really, any GMs pull the right strings last night as far as the trades and the movement goes?
I mean, the first one I think that you look at is probably the Ravens. What they did, Ozzie Newsome is, you know, he's killed the draft for years now. You look at him and trading back twice, you know, they liked Hayden Hurst. They didn't reach for him at 16, so they traded back twice and got him, and then was able to jump back in at that last pick and get Jackson. I think that's a definite plus for them. And this is the one where this is kind of the last year that Flacco has all the guaranteed money on his deal, so they can let him go after this year. It makes a lot of sense. And Morningwig is their coordinator there, and he was Michael Vick's offensive coordinator when he was with the Eagles, so that kind of makes some sense there, pairing with Jackson. I think the Chargers kind of got a gift with Derwin James falling in their lap. I think the Packers also did well, you know, trading back, getting an extra first rounder next year, getting a corner that they were probably giving pretty serious consideration to when they were at 14 in Alexander, so that was a good one there. I mean, the curious ones, the Saints was one for me. When they gave up that much to jump up, you kind of thought that if you're giving up an extra first round pick, it's probably coming up for a quarterback. Instead, it was coming up for Davenport. You know, he's a guy who's he's definitely physically gifted, but man, he is sushi raw, I guess you could say, from a standpoint of being able to come in and contribute right away. It's definitely going to be a bit of a project. And you know, at the bottom of the first round, I think the Seahawks definitely reached quite a bit on Penny. You know, if they trading back, you know, they probably could have got somebody that probably would have gone maybe late second round. You know, that I know they want to get a run game in there to help out Russell Wilson, but you got to be able to block somebody first. That one's just kind of curious.
As far as major surprises, anything really shock you last night?
I think the Seahawks pick was probably the one of the biggest surprises to me. Another one was, I guess one surprise was Bradley Chubb was sitting there in the lap of John Elway at number 5.
Yeah.
You know, that's one where, you know, supposedly the Bills and Broncos had a trade in place for the Bills to come up to 5 to get the quarterback, but that was kind of contingent on who was there when the Broncos got to their pick. And with Chubb being there, that was a no deal. I think that was one there. And, you know, I'm not really sure what you say about the Browns. You know, with Ward at 4 seems a bit of a stretch. I'm really surprised that they passed on Chubb. And then, you know, the whole Mayfield thing, we talked about it yesterday. A lot of people were kind of trending toward Darnold. And then 2 hours after the show, that, you know, the Mayfield thing comes out and, you know, those betting odds on who's being number one pick. Mayfield flips from like a plus 300, you know, to a minus 300 by the end of the day. That one just kind of blows my mind a bit with Mayfield going number one. If you look at last year when they passed on basically Mahomes and Watson twice.
Yeah.
If you tell me that Dorsey calls up Houston, says he wants to trade number one pick Baker Mayfield for Deshaun Watson, he'd get laughed at.
That's exactly right.
So I don't know. That's kind of curious to me, and also kind of curious in that they say that Dorsey has decided on this pick 6 weeks ago. Then you kind of look at the timeline, that's basically between that first and second week of March when free agency was starting. And so he trades a third-round pick, I think it was number 65, to get Tyrod and to be kind of your bridge year quarterback. But then you go and take 23, soon-to-be 24-year-old quarterback that's played for 4 years and started 40-something games. I mean, he doesn't really project to be someone that you think should need a redshirt year. I don't know. That's kind of curious.
Yeah, I think that a lot of that time we get the misinformation. Sometimes, like, you slip into something and then you try to justify it with words later. I heard that. I saw that. I was like, wait a minute, man. I didn't put the timetable together like you did, but I'm like, wait a minute, man. You can't tell me you thought of that 6 weeks ago. The one pick that, like, I think going back at that I didn't see anybody projecting his first round is the only one I know, the Terrell Edmonds pick. You know, you and I went to Virginia Tech this year, and we met or we saw Farrell Edmonds.
His parents.
But the brother makes sense. The linebacker makes sense. The safety, though, seems like the Steelers kind of reached with a guy that I didn't have to see any first-round projections for.
No, I kind of thought that the Steelers would probably go – I kind of thought they'd probably got to maybe go safety. I kind of thought maybe the Reed kid from Stanford might be the one that kind of jumped in there. You know, I'd heard and read, you know, from one of the guys on CBS said that he had begun hearing that, you know, the brother Terrell Edmonds was kind of moving up a bit. That probably made him in a lot earlier day two pick in the second round than most. I mean, he was kind of projected maybe in the third. So, you know, a lot of people I think were kind of trending that he was going to go earlier than expected, go in the second round. But yeah, I didn't think he would go in the first by any means.
All right, what are we missing? Give me some storylines to follow today and tomorrow. Kind of reset it for us. Give me a thing or two to watch for when I watch coverage today and watch coverage tomorrow.
Yeah, the Browns are sitting there starting today with you know, two of the first three picks. You know, do they get a running back with one? They probably need to get some more offensive line help there. And also that the Colts are going to be really active. I think they've got 3 second round picks here, as a result of the trade there with the Jets. So Colts and Browns will be very active in this round. And it was pretty eventful last night with all the moving around with the trades. But there's still a lot of good players on the board. You know, obviously there was a big run there on offensive linemen. They're in the back half of the first round, but there's still a couple really good interior offensive linemen that a lot of folks were kind of thought would go in the first round with Daniels and Hernandez. They're sitting there. I think they probably fly off the board pretty early, and as well as the LSU running back Geis, I would believe, too.
Here's what's crazy. I heard this. You know, everybody changes and the blueprint changes. Now they're talking about, said, remember, it's always tackles on the offensive line. And Nelson goes up front, it goes early last night. And I'm hearing this. Well, now you want to build your offensive line from the inside out. And I'm like, wait a minute, man. We flipped the whole script on that. So a little copycat league in there. But I do believe that it's very important. You don't want that guy pushing the pocket up the middle. And I thought Nelson was a really good pick and a really good football player. But we'll see that. But it's crazy how the narrative kind of changes through some of that stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. A lot of fun keeping up with it. Can't thank you. Let's review it a little bit next week when we get together.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
All right, buddy.
Have a good weekend.
All right, you too, buddy. That's your good friend, Josh Williams, J-Dub. Did you hear that last night? You got to build from inside out on your offensive line now. Like, wait a minute, man. Forever is like tackles. Now, it's the inside out. Change it on me, man. Just kind of switch all that up for me. Let me tell you about my great friends at Trail, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006, 800-319-7006. When you go to Trail.com, look at their letters of reference that they have on there now. You can find it on their front page, and there's links to this. See what people that you might know say about them. It's under the buzz segment. It's under testimonials. And there's keywords that you'll see over and over and over. Our project was on time. Our project was on budget. They saved us money. They saved our project. We came away with a great working relationship. These are just, couldn't be, you know, more impressed with what you see and what you hear. The other thing is, look at their overall things that they've done there. And on their front page, you can see all the different projects they've done. And maybe you know someone at that company or at that church that they built. And so get in touch with those people, because I want you to go straight to the sources on this and straight to people who have dealt with them. And just ask, because they're gonna be upfront and honest with you about it. Ask about it, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. On their main page right there, look under buzz, look under testimonials, and see those same people say, or different people saying the same things about Trail, and reason why they continue to have 84, 85, 86% of the annual volume coming through repeat clients. I love it. 800-319-7006. Let's take a break. We'll come back, reset the show on a Friday. Anything on board you want to talk about? We'll get to the Twitter stuff, phone calls and texts right after this.
The Clemson baseball team travels to Charlottesville, Virginia this weekend to take on the Virginia Cavaliers in a series matchup between two of the ACC's premier programs. First pitch is set for 6 p.m. Friday, 4 p.m. Saturday, and 1 p.m. on Sunday, with pregame beginning 30 minutes before each game on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action this season from first pitch to the last out, right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Nothing compares to the one, the only Bojangles Cajun Filet Biscuit. Serve for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. For a limited time, get two of our signature Cajun Filet Biscuits for just $5. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
It's the Sea-Doo Ready to Ride sales event at Foothills Motorsports in Piedmont. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. And now, for a limited time, receive a rebate of up to $1,000 on select models. Escape the everyday starting at $53.99. Foothills Motorsports, located at 104 Halter Drive in Piedmont.
Offering on April 30, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom, just because. Online purchase and print from your computer. Only at urbannirvana.com.
It's all about to happen. The 7th Annual Greater Clemson Music Festival is set to kick off on April 20th. From Pendleton to Seneca, Pickens and Liberty, this 9-day festival has something for everyone. On Saturday, April 28th, the event caps off with the Shagalicious Swinging Medallions in concert at the Garrison Arena, benefiting Camp Sertoma for disadvantaged children. For the complete schedule and all the information you need, log on to ClemsonMusicFest.com. That's ClemsonMusicFest.com.
Spring has sprung, and so has pollen. Don't let the outside stay in. A clean like no other with Zero Res. Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning extreme clean like new carpets. No one can clean like Zero Res because they use empowered water and leave no residue behind. Mention my name, Mickey Plyler, and receive three rooms for $129 and a free hallway. Call 864-558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Get your patio, pool, or porch furniture ready with new patio furniture from Craft Stove Store and Patio. Classic styles that will last you a lifetime. Brands like Summer Classics, Hannamint, Trapatone, Lloyd Flanders, Palm Spring Rattan, Meadowcraft, and Breeze Esta. America's best outdoor furniture is at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Shop and save with a huge inventory of classic lifetime patio furniture at Craft Stove Store and Patio, Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Hey guys, this is Matthew Murdoch with Ed Murdoch Superstores.
And I'm Brian Murdoch.
This month, we have a lot full of 2018 Ford F-150 trucks. So we're discounting them up to $14,000. That's up to $14,000 off 2018 Ford F-150s.
And 2018 Ford Escapes are marked down as well. 2018 Ford Escapes starting at just $19,995.
So Brian, what's the bet going to be this month?
Well, Dad said, if I sell more cars than you, I don't have to cut down any more trees down at his new place. So get your chainsaw ready, little brother.
Well, one of us has to do it. We need a place for his grandkids to ride dirt bikes. Glad it's not going to be me cutting down trees this month.
Hey, remember,
if it doesn't say Ed Murdoch's,
you probably paid too much. So come see us at Ed Murdoch Superstores, exit 173 off I-85 in beautiful Livonia, Georgia.
You can get all the details at edmurdochsuperstores.com. It's all about family, friends, and fun during the spring sales event.
Beat the heat in your car, truck, or SUV with window tinting from Garrett Wilson at TNT Solutions of Easley. Ask about the new CIR ceramic film available that blocks 85% of the heat. Tint Solutions Easley, 630-3164.
Zero-turn mowers with unlimited possibilities. Now for $100 off. For a limited time, Cub Cadet is offering $100 off select RZT residential zero-turn mowers. From the steering wheel control RZT SX zero-turn with zero learning curve to the unbeatable strength of the lap bar control RZTL, you'll be able to tackle any task. Visit CubCadetDealers.com to find your local independent dealer and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Not eligible on other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
Weiler Show is on the air.
This is the one they're talking about.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Seth.
I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money.
Hey, you want someone to make your bed? Not come in and fluff your pillow, but come in and make your bed. You okay? You okay? What? When you sign up, here's how this works. You sign up for it and to make your bed. And they manufacture your bed. They cut it. They glue it. They sew it. They tape it and get it all done there. And in the end, it's not sitting around collecting dust. You're going to love it. It's our great friends over at Engineered Sleep. A custom-made, custom-designed bed. This is an experience. You never had a custom-made bed before? A custom-designed bed before? Now you get it. It's our great friends at Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com, off of Congaree Road over in Greenville. 100% satisfaction guarantee. That's an important number. You're going to be satisfied. The other thing, 10% off right now. That's a great deal. Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com. Tell me you heard about here to get that 10% off. They're open tomorrow. They're open on Saturdays. Go by seeing Jay and Davis orders. You know, besides the, I really like the people that work back there. I'm a common guy, right? I go back with the peeps, right? Sure, sure. You're an aristocrat. You hang out in the suits. I go back with the peeps.
Of course.
But I really like Jay and Davis orders. These are good guys, man. Mm-hmm. They're brothers, and they're like really, really good guys and fun.
They've come out to a couple of remotes. They came out to the kickoff show last year.
Good, yeah, you
good,
met them, right?
Good people.
I need one of those t-shirts.
Yeah, I need one of them mattresses.
Well, dude, the t-shirts are really cool. Like, I got a mattress, and that's great. But, like, they got a great logo.
They had a great t-shirt. That's right. I had one, and then it got stolen.
I need a t-shirt. I love those guys. All right, several things here in this segment. Our phone lines are texture tweets. Every single phone call gets on the air. If you can hold and if we can get it in, we're going to get everybody on the air. Every single tweet that doesn't have language in it, we get on the air. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Brian writes in, at Mickey Plotter, at Mr. Orr21 Twitter. I can't for the life of me remember the name of the song. Rejoin at 645 this morning. What was it? And Zach answered back, Feel It Still by Portugal the Man.
Every single time.
We get that. People won't know what it is.
Every time.
With the babysitter, Mama Crummy Gravy. Skip writes in, very good segment two this morning. Just like a great wide receiver to work with, your ins and outs. I highly suggest you work on your calves to be successful as Mickey Plotter. My calves now, I wore some shorts the other day for the first time.
Yeah, you did.
Pasty white.
Sure.
And because you wear like some long socks sometimes, wherever, the hair is like, you know, you got little sock lines.
There, yeah. Listen. You got to let them puppies breathe a little bit.
It's not a good look right now.
You got to let the old dragons out the cage every once in a while.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's not a good look right now.
The old
now.
Pythons, if you will.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we'll continue working on it.
It's walking that golf course all the time.
Remind me to tell you what Scott told me the other day.
Can you say that there?
Yeah, I can.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because there was a moment where you thought you could tell the Amish story on air yesterday.
Couldn't.
And you could not tell that story. We would have gotten in trouble if you told that story.
Fired.
Yeah.
Fired.
Probably fired.
Yeah.
Which worries me about your judgment. You could say this one.
I wore shorts the first time the other day, and this old guy I know, a really good guy, man. Great guy I play golf with. Yeah. He's like, do you know what I'd give to have calves like that? I was like, man. He goes, what did you do? I was like, I don't know, man. The implants just worked. You can't tell they're implants, right?
Do you know what I would give to have legs like yours? They go all the way up.
No! No! I don't want to hear any more of that.
Yes, what you got to stop doing, you got to stop wearing those shorts that cut off at like mid-thigh, because that just accentuates the rest of your leg?
My legs are so short at 30 inches. 30-inch inseam. My legs are so short that I can't wear short. All my shorts like go past my knees. I can't help it. I need. You know what I need? Daisy Dukes.
You're just a wee little fella.
I need Daisy Dukes. Just
a little fella.
Yeah, look, I'm a tiny little fella.
You said Daisy Dukes?
Yeah.
Yeah, squeeze into a pair of them.
We got a friend of ours that wears shorts too short. And a buddy sent pictures of like girls in like thongs, whatever. He's like, did they make those in khakis? Oh, man. Good stuff. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I wanted to pass along several things in this segment. I want to talk more NFL draft in the next segment, but several things in this one.
Hunting and fishing report next segment.
Yeah. John Stillwell is going to join us. It's going to be great. We are going to say goodbye to a legend this weekend. Benny Cunningham has been placed in the care of the Beasley Funeral Home, 715 Augusta Street in Greenville. They're going to host tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Funeral services will be held at Seneca Baptist Church off of Oak Street, South Oak Street in Seneca. That's Sunday at 2 p.m. The family will receive friends on tomorrow at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Seneca from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. If you know the family, love the family, they're accepting these kinds of stuff. So all that is set up. Again, Beasley Funeral Home in Greenville tomorrow, 10 to 4. Tomorrow night in Seneca, Ebenezer Baptist Church, 7 to 8. And then the services Sunday at 2 p.m. in Seneca at the Seneca Baptist Church there. To find out all that, TigerNet's got that up. Tommy Crumpton, all that, has it up at TigerNet.com. You can see all that. But we celebrate a great life, and we celebrate a great man coming out of that. The other thing, does it make you a little bit uncomfortable? Dabo Swinney is one of 8 inductees into the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame this weekend. Stuart Sink, who has a home here in the upstate. Every once in a while, it's crazy. Like, you see Stuart Sink at like a restaurant here in Clemson.
Do you?
Yeah, because he's got a home up on the lake.
Kiwi?
One of the lakes. One of them. Yeah, I think Kiwi, yeah. Chan Gailey is in this one. Tim Hudson, some other people. T.O. Terrell Owens is going in as well. 8 inductees.
T.O.'s from Alabama?
Yeah, didn't know that. But 8 inductees. Dabo Swinney's the 6th Clemson head football coach to be inducted in Alabama Sports Hall of Fame. How about that? I didn't know that. The 6th Clemson coach to be inducted. Frank Howard, Danny Ford, Hootie Ingram, Charlie Pell, John Heisman.
How about that?
All inducted there. Former Clemson baseball player Jimmy Key and former Clemson assistant Bill Oliver also in the Alabama Athletic Hall of Fame. But Dabo Swinney inducted this week in Alabama Hall of Fame. Does it make you a little uncomfortable? He goes down there and like rubs elbows. Remember he went to the reunion down there with those guys?
Listen.
I kind of don't like that. Like,
let me be as clear about this as I possibly can.
Yeah.
He knows where his bread's buttered.
Well, they're buttering his bread down there in Alabama. They're getting on both sides of the bread right now.
Let me tell you something. There's nothing like that home cooking. And the home cooking is here in the upstate South Carolina.
Yeah. You good with that?
Yeah.
I don't like that, man.
It will be all right.
I don't want him down there even anybody mentioning anything about Saban retiring. Listen, and I don't want any of that.
Listen, we're good. We're good.
I don't doubt that. We're good. Finally, can I mention this to you?
I won't say that one. Go ahead.
I am a little surprised I didn't hear this last night. With the 8th pick in the draft, team, the Buffalo Bills, have traded their rights to the Raiders for their first-round pick in 2021. I try to stockpile 2021 draft picks right now.
You're looking for that Trevor Lawrence pick.
Yes. Yeah. I'm trying to get in line for Trevor Lawrence right now. That's what I'm telling you.
Yep.
You can talk Baker Mayfield all you want. I'm trying to get in line for Trevor Lawrence 2021. Is that right? I tried to figure it up last night for far the draft goes, 2021. Next year, there'll be the 19th draft after his freshman year. Then 2021. Go ahead and sign me up to get in line to try to get that deal going on. That puts me in a good mood. Katichi.com. The general manager over there, Greg Rushing, just sent me some very interesting texts this morning. Things are going great down there. I talked to him yesterday about some things. They're going outstanding. The golf course is great. I'll tell you this.
How to hold up for the rain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's gonna. They drain good. Everything's gonna be good there now. the best greens I putted on in 2018 are over at Katichi. They put these new greens in last fall, and they did an awesome job of it. It is a beautiful piece of property. And I told you that you and I are going over. It will be the best golf course that you've ever played. What's the best course you've ever played so far?
The best course I've ever played so far?
Yeah.
I don't even remember the name of it. It was up in New Jersey.
You're going to love Katichi.
Yeah.
Katichi, Katichi.com. Some great rates going on over there right now. Hey, the weather's awesome this weekend. Go by and play a little round at Katichi. It's a short drive over to Hartwell, Georgia. You're going to love it. Love the new greens. Love the beautiful scenery. Love the golf course, the food. Do that. Hey, don't forget about all their events, their weddings, and they're hosting your event. It's our great friends at Katichi, Katichi.com. Always puts me in a good mood. Katichi. What also puts me in a good mood? Trevor Lawrence 2021. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Jinx Inc. Realty, Hunting and Fishing Report. Your phone calls, your texts, your tweets. We'd love to.